You're tuned to Paper Cut's Fit to Print podcast. All the news that's fit to print is podcasted. Here's your host, Al Nestor.
We had a recent visitor to Paper Cut head office here in Camberwell, and that was Tanner Dull from Portland, Oregon, with his the first of what I hope to be many Never a Dull Moment updates. Dull moment. About life on the phones in Portland, taking calls from people inquiring about Paper Cut, inquiring about document management in general. In this particular chat, Tanner learned a fair bit about HITRUST, which he'll go into in the coming chat. And also, Tanner touches on what fires him up about working at Paper Cut. Just a nice little aside to finish things up. So HITRUST in the medical industry, really important for establishing one's bona fides for security, among other things. I'll let Tanner tell the story. Welcome, Tanner. Welcome all the way from Portland. Great to catch up with you.
Thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. It's really good to be here, definitely.
Here being the Camberwell office of Paper Cut Software Limited, Australia.
The headquarters of Paper Cut.
Thank you for saving me.
Always here.
Why don't you tell me the story of this woman who first, or how did you first find out about, HITRUST?
HITRUST, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just paint the picture of the day of the phone call.
Definitely. In office, took a phone call as I usually do. And a lady called in and she was asking about Paper Cut, had some very general
questions. This is the first time you've talked to her.
Yeah, first time I talked to her. She said that she owned managed a clinic, and she needed something to help her get HITRUST certified.
And before you go on, what's your process there? You find out what business she's in, what industry she's in. Do you dig a bit about to find out more about the clinic? I mean, it could be a toe clinic, it could be a vet clinic.
Yeah, I don't go too much into it, but I do try to understand their organization, where they're coming on from a background. I don't really go into the nitty gritty specifics on that.
Paper Cut works with any industry anyway, so what does it matter?
Exactly. The infrastructure, you know, usually is adaptable, but it's really cool to the conversation I had right off the bat. She was really willing to share that, yeah, she had managed a clinic there in the U.S. and that she wanted to get this clinic HITRUST certified. It was a priority that the management team had, and that. So right after she had stated that, I wasn't really familiar with HITRUST.
Were you quiet for a moment?
I was quickly Googling it.
Tap. What's that tapping in the background?
Exactly. I'd heard of HIPAA, you know, in clinics and being certified, and I know that's a pretty popular term, but HITRUST was one that I was unfamiliar with at the time, and so I was actually pretty honest with her. I just told her, hey, I haven't actually heard of it. Very, very keen to know what it is and why it drew you to Paper Cut, and she was really awesome. She was great. She actually took the time to... And she really actually seemed to enjoy to describe it to me and got a little excited about it. But she would tell me that basically it's just a certification that's right above HIPAA. A lot of U.S. clinics are actually looking into this because they need that extra certification for document security reasons and a lot of other in-depth security reasons that she was talking about. But there was a company that she was working with to help other businesses get HITRUST certified, and one of the criteria is print management, secure print.
Okay, so there's an industry set up to help with certification, and is it a legal requirement or is it just a best practice kind of thing?
It's hard to say. I'm not too sure on that. I just know it was something that they really needed to get to. It was definitely a focus of theirs. My guess is that they were already HIPAA certified and they just needed to get up to that next certification. Maybe it was the particular clinic that they were and they needed, maybe it was a new requirement that maybe they needed. I didn't go too much into that detail, but knew that it was something that was high on the priority list. So learning more about what she was really looking for, one was find me print. you know, secure print release was top priority.
So she described that in not so many words kind of thing. She said that she needed
to. Yeah. Yep. And having that discussion. So she wanted to know more and how to get a demo and trial of a software that could help them out with this dilemma. So Papercut MF fit the bill.
I was going to say, so you're starting to realize that you're ticking boxes of her requirements against
definitely, MF. Definitely. And so I was able to really share with her Papercut MF what its capabilities were and that it sounded like it would be the perfect product for them to get the secure print release, you know, secure print release implemented, as well as we have, you know, another really key feature that is popular in clinics, which is watermarking, which is basically a footprint on every page that just adds an extra layer of security for printed pages. Yeah, you don't
mean a literal footprint.
not a literal footprint, but you know, it could be a small code, typed code at the bottom of a page, but it basically shows
like a digital signature.
Digital signature. That was the term as well. Yeah. Yep. So there's a lot of different terms, and that's definitely the popular one. And she was very impressed with that. You know, it just added on to what they were looking for with the software. And, you know, little things like reporting, definitely really key, something that could definitely help them as well. So a lot of great things I was able to share with her on that. So she was very, very excited about it. I was able to just share with her the channel process going forward and getting them in touch with her and going from there to get them on a trial and get them started.
Going through ASC.
Yeah.
Authorized Service Center. Have you heard back? Have you heard how she's gotten on?
You know, I haven't reached out recently. I haven't yet planned to see how it went, the experience went, but it's definitely something that was an eye-opener, especially in the health industry. And just doing research, I really didn't see print management connected when I, you know, searched on Google about this. So that kind of, you know, rang a bell in my ear to say, hey, let's work on something, you know, just get something out there to help people be aware of how Papercut can get involved in a small way to get the certification or to help them get that. And so yeah, that's where I am at with it. And it's really exciting to be able to input, you know, what I experienced from somebody who rang in, and we had a great conversation, very casual, and she was able to teach me a few things, and I was able to teach her a few things, and it all came together. And I'm sure she had a really great experience, and we were able to help her in the clinic out moving forward. Yeah, it was really great.
I can't wait to hear how she's getting on now. You'll have to promise to follow up.
Yeah.
Just so that we can get that story as well, make sure everything's good. So your next steps with this is to do a bit more research and just publish a bit more stuff around HITRUST just to explain Papercut MF's usefulness in attaining certification, I guess, just to get the word out there and make sure people are across it and understand the need to be compliant with print management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited to see where it goes and see how Papercut can, push forward maybe in the health industry a little bit even further than what it is. And maybe this, maybe a little bit of, you know, a tag with HITRUST will help that out.
I love how some people have hobbies around like mountain biking and skateboarding, and yours is researching HITRUST. That's cool.
Yeah, that's definitely definitely on my priority list. That's for sure. On my daily tasks, definitely look up HITRUST. I definitely have a lot of great hobbies. Basketball. I play a lot of basketball, especially on the weekends, and play a little soccer here and there. And then love exploring the area, like I said. And it's always neat to hear the experiences that I get with Papercut and people that ring in. That's I think some people get, you know, a little, it's not scared, but just, you know, a little tedious of when the phone rings, like what it could be. For me, I take it an approach as I'm gonna have a conversation with someone, and from there, when I had that mentality, it started to flow a lot more natural and made a way more fun experience. So when I hear the phone ring, I actually get kind of excited and
And with Papercut, it's easy, right? I usually hardly ever get somebody who's really concerned or has a error or anything like that.
They're not ringing you up to abuse.
Yeah, they're wanting to know like more about Papercut, you know. And so for me, that makes it more casual and fun experience. So yeah, it's cool. It's really neat, and learning about it in that way is really fun. Yeah, for sure, on the daily.
Sure.
Really neat.
I can't wait to hear more of your stories and share them with everyone so we can really unpack what happens behind the scenes of Papercut. I appreciate it, Tanner.
Oh, thank you.